Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shift Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, it's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and welcome to Making Shifts Happen. I'm really enjoying this show today because I've been working on a new product, and I'll get into that here in just a minute. But I'd like to welcome everyone and join in listening. Thank you so much. My readership has gone up a tremendous amount, and I am so grateful that you're giving me feedback as to what you'd like to see here discussed, I guess. And I'd like to remind you that you are always welcome no matter how you're listening, iPad, smartphone, tablet, a very special welcome to all of my wonderful listeners. Thank you so much for engaging and making this program a part of your life. I hope that what I bring to you is helpful, and I'll continue to work on the information you give to me so that I can bring you exactly what you want. Remember, we are live Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time. And in Blog Talk Radio, unless internet goes out, we don't have snow days. It's been a snowy few days here in Colorado. And I tell you, we've had more snow days called in the last few days this week than I can ever remember having. So this is interesting. And while I'm snowed in, I've been contemplating a lot of things and doing a lot of things. So it's wonderful. I'd like to begin with a quote, because today's show is going to be more about thoughts. And I'm hearing more and more about the power of positive thinking, even though I knew that and I've studied that. But I'd like to bring a different slant to it, if you will. So the quote today is, "One small positive thought in the morning can change your whole day." One positive thought in the morning can change your entire day. And we know that's true. But how is it true? What does thinking positive thoughts have to do with stress and stress management? And we had Donna Lee on not too long ago about talking about her higher self and those types of things. And some of the questions that I've gotten have been surrounding that. Well, how do I raise my vibration? What does my higher self mean? And I'm working on a stress management program for business women, and I'm right in the middle of the chapter or the session on thoughts. And I've often diagrammed a thought for my classes at the college and those types of things. But I really haven't dug in and provided some really sound and fundamental thought-changing processes. So what does raising my vibration mean? Well, we've talked earlier in other shows about Einstein's E equals MC squared, and we are all energy, and energy, which translates into vibration, is actually our most fundamental language. Vibration and energy is our most fundamental language. And when we think thoughts that have lower vibrational words and feelings and emotions attached to it, we really lower our vibration to match the thought, because we are magnetic and electromagnetic and chemical and hormonal and energetic and informational substances. We process all of these with each thought. And each thought, whether it's conscious or unconscious, produces an energetic, a spiritual, a physical, a mental, and an emotional state of being with that thought. Or say if we're in an emotional state of being, it'll percolate up to being a thought. So what does raising my vibration mean? Well, we've talked before about that our thoughts are habituated, and 80% of our thoughts are habituated, and 60% of those are negative, and those types of things. And you can listen to other radio shows on thoughts. But our vibrations, as I mentioned, and I'm kind of taking this second to pull up a chart here. Words are vibrations, and when we use a word, we will vibrate in harmony with that word. We can't help but do it. And we've talked before about your nervous system does not recognize negatives, and it does exactly what you ask it to do. So when you think a thought such as an automated thought of my life sucks, okay? Even saying that, I lower my vibration lower than I want to go. So I'll just say it again quickly and then change the vibration as an example. So my life really sucks. If I look at David Hawkins's chart of consciousness and I say my life really sucks, I'm probably in apathy or despair or hopelessness. And in his chart, he talks about that emotion and those words vibrating at a very low frequency of, say, 50%. So we open the show with one small positive thought can change the dynamic of my whole day. How about if I change that sentence from my life sucks to my life is good? Changing one word to two. Or my life is happy. Like before I started the show today, I went ahead and put on Pharrell Williams' Happy Song, and I'm feeling it in the background going, happy, happy. I won't sing it for you because that'll lower your vibration. But I'm feeling that vibration. I'm feeling that sense of happiness. And on David Hawkins' chart, happy is really up to optimism, hopeful, those types of things, which is a logarithmic vibration of 310. So logarithmic, I don't really know how to explain that very well. Not arithmetic or geometric or calculus-oriented at all, geometry or calculus. But from what I understand is it's not arithmetic, where arithmetic you add 2 plus 2 and you get 4. 2 to the second power is logarithmically higher than, so when I look at a logarithmic vibration of 50 and I go up to 310, that's pretty phenomenal because it's logarithmic, okay? It's not arithmetic. So by changing one word, my life sucks, into two words, my life is great. My life vibrates high. My life is forgiving. My life is trust. My life is courage. My life is love. All of those raise the vibration of your whole mind body. All of those words change the vibration. So one of the things you can do very, very easily is look at David Hawkins' chart of consciousness. You can Google it. It's very easy. He's written a book and some other things. Look at that chart of consciousness and see which words vibrate with where you'd like to be. Very simple, very easy. So how can I quickly recognize my habituated thoughts? One of the best things to do is to slow down and think your thought. what we begin happening with habituated thoughts is they run through our brain, and we never pay attention to them because they're habits. And they're running all the time, and they're running in the background, and they're running in the foreground where I actually can think them, and they're running all over the place. But they were habituated at maybe a really lower vibration than I want to live my life in. I want to live my life in joy and forgiveness and acceptance and love and happiness and bliss and all of those types of things. But if I have habituated thoughts of my life sucks, guess where I go? I go into the very essence of suckiness. So how can I recognize my habituated thoughts? Belly breathe and think what thoughts you're thinking. Think what thoughts you're thinking. How do you do that? Well, you sit someplace very quietly and you belly breathe and you say, what am I thinking? Or maybe when you're driving your car. Have you ever had this happen when you're driving your car and you were not paying attention to driving and you were not paying attention to what you were doing, but you arrived at your destination safely and soundly anyway, almost as if your car was on automatic pilot? Well, the driver of the car was on automatic pilot, especially if it's something you do every single day. And so you're oblivious to that. You're in a really low vibration. You're doing habituated behaviors, and you're not aware. Now let's go back into the four self-healing skills. One of your four self-healing skills is awareness and getting in the present moment. When you're on autopilot, you're not aware, and you're not in the present moment. You're other than those places. Excuse me, I'm going to sneeze. Sorry about that. So you begin to think, okay, well, it's automatic. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what I'm thinking. But you do know. Every part of who you are is aware of every thought you're having. And if you want to raise your vibration, you begin to become aware of what your thoughts are, what your habituated thinking is, how you feel with those thoughts. And you can change your thoughts one of two ways. You can change your emotional state of being and remember what happiness feels like and start feeling that, and your thoughts will change to reflect that. Or you can change your thought so that your vibrational and emotional and physical and mental state will change and resonate with that thought. So, real quick question before we come up on our break. Have I decided that it's hard to change, so I avoid doing anything at all? Well, habituation is very easy and very natural for your nervous system. It's actually an energy-efficient way of managing your life, and it asks you to move more and more into autopilot so that you can be very energetically efficient. However, I think that's a symptom of a low vibrational state of being, because when you're very aware and you're very present moment and you get energetic dividends when you're in the present moment, it doesn't cost you anything energetically to be in the present moment. You actually increase your vibration. You increase your energy by being in the present moment. Your habits, even though they're energy efficient, will actually cause you to spend more energy than you would if you were actually in the present moment. So the more you habituate coming into the present moment, the more you're aware of your thoughts, the more you're aware of what's going on in your life, the more energy you have available to you, and the higher your vibration. The higher your vibration, the less stress you have. So let's take a quick break. We're going to talk about the Calm Mom's free report. And please remember, the audio is no longer available. It may come available in the future. But hang with us for just a minute or so, and we'll be right back to talk about, can one new thought really make a difference?
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. Thank you so much for staying with me and hanging out. We asked a question right before the break. Can one new thought really make a difference? I'd like to go back to the quote that we started the recording with. Think one positive thought in the morning. One small one. Doesn't have to be a big one. One small one. And you can make a positive, wonderful difference in your day. Yes, one thought can make a difference, because what begins to happen is, first of all, when you think a thought and you repeat it over and over, like I'm happy or those types of things, your nervous system says, well, you know, maybe we want to pay attention to that thought. Maybe Stephanie is thinking that that thought is really, really important. So let's kind of hang out with that thought a little bit. And they begin to bring memories. Your nervous system begins to bring memories and experiences and other thoughts, conscious or unconscious, that then support that one thought. And your whole vibration of the whole mind, body, soul, spirit, energy, mental, whatever that you are, this beautiful collection of different vibrations and different energies, begins to say, okay, I think I'm happy. And I listened to Loretta LaRoche one day. She's a comedian about stress management, and she's absolutely wonderful. And she says, like, what I do in the morning is I paste a smile on my face, and I go, I think I'm happy. I think I'm happy. I'm feeling happy. And she begins to really mirror them, that whole experience of being happy. And the more you reinforce or practice the happy thought, the less emphasis you place on the my life sucks thought. And eventually, because your brain and your nervous system is energy efficient, it will actually disconnect those thoughts so that they don't become the first thing you think in the morning. They're not the thing you think all day long. They're not the vibration that you hold in your whole mind-body identity. And eventually, you forget to think them. And they're replaced very easily with, I think I'm happy, or I'm happy, or I'm being happy. And it doesn't take that much to change it. And one new thought really can make a difference if you understand how your nervous system works. So that's why people say, well, put, you know, what you want to think about and what you want to manifest in your life all around you. And I've suggested putting breathing signs around and things like that. Even if you're not aware that you're thinking that thought, if you have the new thought in your world, your peripheral vision is picking it up, your energy system is picking up the vibration of that thought, and it's becoming more and more a part of who you are. So yes, thinking one small thought can make a difference. Now, we've talked about the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. And the question that comes up, do my thoughts help me grow, expand, or contract? Now, parasympathetic nervous system activity is your feel-good state of being, and your sympathetic is your feel-bad state of being. And when we were designed with these two systems, the sympathetic was designed to be short-lived and happen in acute or very emergent situations. And then we were supposed to go back to more balance between the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. However, the interesting thing about us humans are when we have a situation where it was an emergent situation, we don't simply walk away from it. Many times we'll tell that story over and over and over again and telling our nervous system, this is very important, let's remember this and let's act as if it's happening right now. Because remember, your nervous system doesn't know the difference between something real and something imagined. So every time you relive that trauma, it's as if you are in the middle of the trauma again. And your nervous system reacts as if you're in the middle of the trauma and you have to do something to survive instead of something to thrive. So your thoughts, if they are higher vibrations, can help you expand, they can help you grow, they can help you learn, they can help you come into vibrational harmony with the things that you want in your life. If your thoughts are more sympathetic in nature, they constrict you, they contract you, they limit you, they put you into helpless, hopeless, no choice situations. Your only choice in those high sympathetic thoughts are fight, flight, or freeze. That's it. Those are your choices. I don't think that that's a very thriving life. My opinion, but that's my opinion. So if I want my thoughts to help me build and develop and grow and have a thriving life instead of a surviving life, to David Hawkins' chart and look at some of those words. If I want to grow, I might be in acceptance, where I forgive, I release, and I'm more harmonious with all of the vibrations of what I'd like to have in my life. Excuse me. Even courage moves us out of a place of sympathetic. If you look at the chart, everything below 200 is sympathetic living. Everything above 200 is more parasympathetic, thriving. Simply put, it is just living a life of joy and bliss and enlightenment. And I'm not sure what some of the words on the chart mean, but I do recognize the vibration of them. And I'm exploring the meaning. For instance, why is joy higher than love on the chart? Why is joy higher than love? I thought love was the ultimate. And so I'm exploring some of those things. I'm beginning to find out so that I can change my meaning of things and be more in alignment with the vibrational harmony of living in joy versus love. So how does it get any better than this? Well, I'd like to end today's show. We're not quite there yet, but we're coming close. With this thought, always in the day with a positive thought. No matter how hard things were, tomorrow's a fresh opportunity to make it better. Well, from my understanding, no matter how hard things were today, if I end the day with a positive thought, I've raised my vibration and I've already made it better. See, I'm a little bit impatient. I don't always want to wait until tomorrow. I want to make it better so that when I sleep and when I process and when I move into ending today and beginning tomorrow, I'm doing that at a very high level, and I'm doing that with love and joy, not with I hope tomorrow's better or I hope I can find a way to make tomorrow better, but with I'm making this present moment better, so when I wake up, I know that tomorrow will be better. I don't have to hope. I know I'm in that place of high vibration and coherence with myself and coherence with how I want my life to be. Very fascinating on so many levels of what our thoughts do, and we don't recognize it. But the more you practice these things, the more you come into awareness, the more you are in the present moment, the more you know what's going on in your own life, the thoughts you're thinking, the emotions you're having, the stress you're under. And then you can begin to use the tools that will change those so that you're not stuck where you are. You can choose to expand and grow and vibrate higher and higher vibrations. And once you've done it even one time for 10 seconds, maybe with a belly breath, where all of a sudden you just felt released from everything and you were floating. Once you've done that one time, your nervous system and your mind and your body and your brain know what that is. And you can go back to it anytime you choose. You just have to be aware enough to choose. So I'll read that quote again, but I'm going to change it slightly. Always end the day with a positive thought. No matter how hard things were, right now is an opportunity to make it better. Right now. Okay, that's the end of the quote. And I am a Bronco fan, and I'm going to listen to this show a few years down the line. And remember that this year, the Broncos were slated to play in the 50th Super Bowl. I'm very excited about that. I've made some plans around that. And I got to Skype with my youngest grandson last week, and I'm going to do that again today. I'm going to Skype with my youngest grandson. I'm going to listen to him gurgle and coo and cry and scream and do whatever he is doing. And that's going to be great fun for me. So I've already planned out my fun, and I get in a high vibration when I look at this beautiful grandson's and say, boy, am I so fortunate. Boy, am I happy. Boy, am I lucky. So that's all for today's show. I hope you have a great, and you join us next week. I'm working on having a guest. And so if you send me your email at info@makingshiftshappen.com, I can go ahead and let you know who's going to be the guest and what the topic is. So I look forward to seeing you next week. And I hope that you all have a positive, joy-filled, bliss-filled week. That's all for today. Talk with you next week. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.